This is where normal comes to die. Mediocrity meets its final demise, and the status quo is unabashedly dismantled. Welcome to Reinvention Radio. Now, here's your host, Steve Ulscher.
All righty, welcome to another edition here of Reinvention Radio. Steve Ulscher hanging out with Mary Goulet. Hi, Mary Goulet. Richie Ote. What's up, baby?
How's it going, Steve?
Holding it down in the studio over there. And we got Kelly back at the headquarters. All right, so a lot of interesting things going on in the world, as always. And for those who have been joining us for the first time here on Reinvention Radio, thank you for tuning in. We love you. And, of course, would love to have your feedback. And there's two ways that you can communicate with us. Of course, you can listen live every Thursday from 12 until 2 Pacific. And that is correct. This is a live radio show. We are alive. Well, technically, everything is alive. We are alive. But this is a live radio show that we do every Thursday from 12 until 2 Pacific, so you can go to reinventionradio.com and join us there. But you can also call us, 844-MR-BOLD-1, that's 844-MR-BOLD-1, and send emails. I love emails. We love emails. Don't we love emails, guys? We love emails.
Sure.
Sure we do. Of course we do. And so you can send an email to Steve at steveulscher.com, and we'd love to hear from you with your thoughts on the show or comments. God, we've had some pretty interesting people on in the last little while here, and we've got a number of very, very interesting people that will be joining us here in the immediate future. So make sure you take a good listen to the backlog of episodes. And I think at last count, I think iTunes only lets us go to 300, and I think we're close to almost 400.
What do you mean iTunes only lets us go to 300 episodes?
It literally counts. If you take a look at the feed there on iTunes, I don't know about Stitcher. I haven't checked Stitcher recently. But on iTunes, if you look at it, like literally it only goes up to, it only shows the last 300 episodes.
So they kind of fall off.
So whatever. Yes, exactly. So the earlier episodes can only be found
our
at Reinvention.
Best ones.
Our best one. No, we've gotten better with age. We're like a fine wine. But no, reinventionradio.com would be the only place to find those older episodes. And some good classic ones there, too.
We'll talk to Kelly about starting an archive feed then.
Starting an archive feed. Ooh, interesting. All right, that's a good idea. And so, man, as I said, we cover a lot of ground here on Reinvention Radio. And for those who have been rating and reviewing and subscribing to the podcast edition of the show, many, many thank yous for that. Big hugs, big love. All right, so I wanted to cover a couple of things here, and I know you guys come just because you never know where this is going to go. It's like this. It's like a surprise for you guys.
Oh,
the sound off, right?
I know.
You never know where we're going here on the sound off. And so
I thought you meant Thursdays
or Thursdays in general.
Richard and I are so hip and sharp on this.
You're just like,
just bring it,
bring it. Whatever you got me in, I gotcha. All right, so a few things that I wanted to cover in our time here together. The first of which, are you guys following any of this NATO stuff? Are you fans of NATO in general?
I don't
general?
Know enough. That,
nah. What about you, Richie? Do you know enough about it to have an opinion?
Yeah, I mean, it's just go ahead and say it, get started.
All right,
and I'll go after the fact.
Wade,
yes,
do you have
I
an
do.
Opinion? Are you jumping out of your chair already?
Well, it's kept the peace for 50-some years,
mm-hmm.
So I think it's been effective at its job.
Do you think it's still relevant? Do you think NATO is still necessary?
Well, with Russia's, over the past, say, 5 years, mm-hmm. attempt to reestablish a broader empire, there still is a little bit of that.
Mm-hmm.
But if it would simply evolve, right, and go, okay, we're not necessarily against Russia, but it never hurts to have a shared, you know, group defense plan.
Yeah.
You know, it serves a purpose, and maybe we could mirror something with it on the East. You know, this is our Atlantic, and then there's the Pacific.
Mm-hmm.
So tying people together and have them share interests creates stability.
Yeah. Yeah.
And that's the part I like.
And that's the part you like. I hear you,
that's
man.
That's about it.
Yeah. And so, I mean, reality.
Let's have a giant house party.
Reality is, I think more now than ever, we need to be more inclusive in terms of the people that are a part of what's going on with NATO, because there's bigger issues than just simply how are we going to work together? How are we going to stop some crazies, you know, out in the world from doing their thing? Like you look at climate change. Can we come together on this as a consensus? Like, this is real? Like, this is not only an issue for NATO, but it is also an issue for Russia and all of the other countries on this planet. So maybe if we stopped looking at it as a means with which to simply protect ourselves from those who we think are potentially going to be of harm to us, and start looking at it more from a collaborative perspective, and be more inclusionary. I think it's time to look at that, because there are some bigger problems out there
on a global scale.
On a global scale, than whether or not
among
North
the
Korea,
leaders,
among the and even like the G8 summit, when you got those folks coming together, you seldom have folks that are outside of NATO coming to that. So I don't know. It just seems to me like it's. I'm not saying it's outdated. I think the idea of getting the leaders together to talk about things, of course, is necessary. But I just think we have to be. We have to look at the people that are represented at these summits and at these get-togethers. So just some thoughts there. And by the way, did you see how Trump took his position in the front row at the most recent photo shoot /
nudging?
So Trump is walking up, and
I just wanted to lead you.
Right. So these are all of basically, these are arguably the world's most important leaders, right? I mean, these are the presidents and the prime ministers and the leaders of the countries that are all a part of NATO. So these are some pretty big deal type folks. So Trump, it's like they're doing like a press thing, right? Coming up and just talking opening words and this, that, and the other. Evidently, he's walking up, and there's a group of, I don't know, is there 30 of them or 40 of them or whatever it might be? There's a pretty good sized group of folks that are there. And so Trump is walking up maybe second or third row at this point when they're starting to come up towards the front where all the cameras are. And he literally grabs – do we know who the guy is that he grabbed? So, I mean, he literally grabbed the guy who was in front of him and pulled him out of the way so that he could be in the front row. And it was, and if you look at the look on the guy's face, he is both stunned and flabbergasted and embarrassed all at the same time.
Wow.
And so this does not bode well, in my opinion, for how Americans are perceived in the world, because that's how we're perceived anyway. Do we really
have
to?
We're rude. We're
right.
Yeah.
Do we have to exacerbate the situation? My hashtag now is Trump hole. That's like that's my hashtag. He's just a Trump hole. That's my hashtag. I started that today. Yeah. So that's
Trump hole.
Exactly, because it's like you think about what that says about our people. Right? I mean, think about it, because look at what the rest of the world is. I mean, when this is our guy that we put in office, what do you think the rest of the world is saying about a guy who literally grabs, and I'm really curious to find out who it is.
Prime Minister of Montenegro.
Yeah.
Oh, well, he doesn't count.
Anyway. Right there. He's like kind of just like pulling him.
Show Mary that.
Kind of just like,
I don't know if you can. Yeah, he just,
it's kind of, hey, excuse me.
All right. So Montenegro. All right. Well, he had to get out of the way. He shouldn't have been in the front row in the first place. All right.
It's just the old thing of there's ways to do things.
Montenegro.
And it was so nice when our presidents chose the dignified way of doing things in any situation.
And he won't ever choose the dignified way of doing things. And I got to tell you, as much as I was going to cover some other things here.
Yeah,
but
you should.
Just, but there's just so much to talk about.
Did you see the picture of them with the Pope?
Oh, my God. Best Adams Family photo ever. Did you see that one?
Oh, my God.
That is the Adams Family. Well,
that's just what's going around the internet with a million different captions now.
So there's this. I think you've seen how, and by the way, if Trump didn't get elected, they would be Melania and him would be divorced. I mean, there's no doubt at all that for whatever
really?
Reason.
Why do you say that?
Oh God, look at their body language. Look at everything that is going on between them. Did you see?
Mary may not have seen Melania slapping Donald's hand away repeatedly.
This didn't just happen once. This happened twice. Did you see this, Mary, or no?
No. Okay. I've not watched the news.
You're better off for it.
Yeah.
So they landed. I don't even know. I don't even remember what country they landed in. Maybe it was for this.
It was Israel, the first one.
Oh, right. That country. Yes. And by the way, he never named Israel as the country of which the, you know, of which the intelligence came. He just said it's that country full of Jews.
Yeah, exactly.
Right.
Exactly.
No, I never said it was Israel. It was just a, but I will say this: it's a country that has a lot of Jews. So you figure it out. So just, you know, just okay. He's safe. He never named names. It was not Israel. It was just that country. But they're getting off the plane, Mary, and he, Trump, is side by side with Melania. They're coming down the staircase from the plane. He, you know, he's got his hand down. She has his hand down. Reaches over to hold her hand, and she literally
bats it away.
Bats it away.
Yeah, but
then,
I look. I'm playing devil's advocate. I'm not a fan either
of who
of him, by the way. So it's not like whatever to the degree that I'm not like sticking up for him. But I will say this: it was a little awkward. He was kind of like walking forward, kind of looking back, and then he
she
went to
hates
do it.
Him.
Well,
she,
you don't know that. Maybe
her life.
She is in New York because she hates him.
Why? In general, let's not. No, I don't even want to get into it. Like, why is she with him? Give me a break.
Yeah. Well,
Steve.
Obviously, the money. I mean, yeah. And so she just needs to.
Oh God, I always like this guy.
And she's going to get paid very, very much. As
a
matter of fact, I think she's getting paid to stay in the relationship. That's my vote at this point. I think she's getting paid to stay in that relationship. All right, wait, we got to wrap here, but yes.
Well, just it's a pattern. Think back to the inauguration day. He gets out of the car, looks up, sees the Obamas together, and goes, "Oh, I got a wife, don't I?" And he like turns around. Where's she? Oh, right.
Uh-huh.
And the same thing with this.
Yeah.
They're walking
exactly.
down the red carpet. He's the Prime Minister of Israel with his wife holding hands.
Yeah.
Trump's like, "Oh shit, I've got a wife too." Yeah, she's a couple of steps back.
Oh,
and
man.
She's like, "Yeah, get out of here."
All right, guys. Well, hold your beloved's hand and tell them that you love them, and we wish you well here.
You just got dismantled. Thanks for listening to Reinvention Radio. For more information about the show and your host, Steve Olscher, visit reinventionradio.com.
You were born to do one amazing thing, but most people spend a lifetime trying to identify what it is. If you're at a job you don't like or are unemployed, if you're in a state of transition or just can't shake that nagging feeling that you were meant and made to do something extraordinary, the Reinvention Workshop is exactly what you need. Led by award-winning self-help author Steve Olscher, the Reinvention Workshop will forever change your life. The Reinvention Workshop takes you step by step through Steve's proven formula that has helped so many get on the right path and be clear about what they were born to do. Take the first step for realizing the life you deserve and desire by visiting TheReinventionWorkshop.com today. No more delays, no more denial. Reconnect with your true self. Learn to live with purpose and conviction and become who you were born to be. The world is waiting for you. What are you waiting for? Log on to TheReinventionWorkshop.com. That's TheReinventionWorkshop.com.